Welcome to Daily Inspirations once again. Today we will look at a word of exhortation from the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 10. I'll start reading in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. So as we look at this account here, it just seems like such a tragedy. We have these people, they all went through the same steps. They walked through the Red Sea under the cloud. They all ate of that manna. They all ate the same spiritual food. They all drank the same spiritual drink. But with most of them, God was not well pleased because they ended up dying in the wilderness. And it was because of unbelief. And it also says, now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. So we have these numerous examples here in this account of how they craved evil things in their heart. Verse 7, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. And it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit fornication as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages have come. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. So, well, we have what looks like a tragedy. These multitudes who had come through the Red Sea had seen this amazing miracle, now craving evil and committing these sins, tempting Christ and complaining, and they ended up being destroyed. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. And this is given to us as an example. And so this would show that this is very important to God, to give this to us as an example. Because our tendency is still, just as theirs were, to go through the motions, to do what looks right, to act right, and to perform, and yet to crave and desire after evil in our heart. So much so that these things had to happen so that we would have them as an example and as a warning. They were written for our admonition. We have these warnings here this example. So let's take this to heart and not be deceived. Let's not deceive ourselves. We cannot crave and desire evil in our hearts and grow spiritually. This would destroy us spiritually, even as their bodies were destroyed in the wilderness. 2 Corinthians has something along these lines. 2 Corinthians, start reading in chapter 6, verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This is such a beauty that if we come out and be separate and do not touch what is unclean, then God says, I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. That is a wonderful promise. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This takes an act of the will where we choose to depart from what is evil and to cling to what is good. And we could go on and quote many verses along these lines, but my desire is that you would be encouraged to read the scriptures and study this for yourself. And may God bless you and have a wonderful day.